All right, Knights. For those of you watching us on YouTube, Jay, do you like my sunglasses?
I hate them.
I have a pair for you. Do you want to wear them with
I
me?
love them, Johnny. They're my
Okay, all
favorite
right,
pair of
perfect.
sunglasses. Oh my gosh.
That's right. You know why I wore these sunglasses, Jay?
Because you're an emoji? Because you're in a good
I'm an
mood?
emoji, but I've been known to be called an outdoor kitty. That's a real fact. Don't quote me on it. That's
I
real.
thought it was an indoor kitty.
No, it's an outdoor
Oh,
cat.
okay.
So since I go outdoors, I need to wear sunglasses for the sun.
I see. Okay, yeah.
And since I've been going outdoors, I figured let's get the master of metal himself, who made his own YouTube page, mind you, of outdoor stuff. I don't know, stuff I don't know what to do. So I'm glad
Right.
he's doing it.
It's called Chris Creates the World, and in honor of that, I put on my background Our Beautiful World, and Chris, in spite of this, put on the Death Star in his background because he said he's going to blow it up, so
I am in a Star Destroyer, and I am ready to activate Starkiller Base.
Perfect. So the
Destroy.
master of metal himself, Chris, is joining us, not to promote music. Well, he will talk about music, but also his amazing page. So let's get to it.
Yeah, Chris, tell us what is Chris Creates the World about in 2 minutes or less?
Oh boy,
5
oh
minutes.
boy, oh geez. Guys, yeah, so no, so yeah, as you guys have said, it's a YouTube channel. I also have an Instagram page that I made to kind of help promote it. And so there's a few different things like that went into it or what it is. You want me to tell you what it is first?
All the above.
All right. So yeah, basically what it is it's a vlog style YouTube channel where I kind of record the things that I'm doing, the adventures that I'm going on, and sharing them with the internet and the world. But the goal isn't just to say, look at what I'm doing. It's to kind of say, or it's to kind of motivate people to create their own world, to create the life that they want. And that's why it's Chris Creates the World. It's me. It's documenting myself creating the life and the world that I want to live in. And the goal is to motivate others to do that same thing, to create their world. So to create the Deadlight Nerd world. And so that's the whole idea behind it, is to kind of inspire people to do things that they want to do, but are a little too scared to do, to take life by the horns, so to speak. And so how it started is kind of an amalgamation of a few different things. So before the pandemic, we talked last time in the music podcast about how I wanted to go to Wacken Open Air, that metal festival in Germany. Me and a buddy, we had tickets, right? We're like, all right, Germany 2020, that summer, it's gonna be sweet. And of course, we all know what happened. But getting ready for that, I was watching some travel videos to try and find out the best things to do in Germany. And I came across this YouTube channel called Flying the Nest, and it's this Australian couple that travels all around the world and puts it on YouTube and stuff like that. So if you know me, you know I've got a soft spot in my heart for Australia. I lived there for 2 years, and so I found all these cool things in Germany because of them. And then I actually kind of fell in love with the channel, and so I started from the beginning. And I've been watching it like the whole pandemic, trying to catch up to where they're at now. They started in 2015. They saved up for a long time and then quit their jobs because they wanted to travel so much. And then traveled for a whole year. And then that's kind of that start of their story. If you're interested, go to their channel, check that out. But I've been watching that. And then I've been in business school for the last couple of years, learning about marketing and things like that. So I've just seen all these crazy trends about how things are growing, and YouTube is now more consumed than television, than like NBC. Stuff like that. I've seen different reports about like how social media is growing and how marketing spending is all being spent on social media now, is shifting towards influencer marketing just because that's where people see. People trust the people that they follow more than they trust a TV commercial, right? If you guys recommended a brand, like if you guys were like, oh, go buy Dasani. Dasani's terrible. Don't buy Dasani. It's gross tasting. But then I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Like they got that going. But if I'd see a Dasani commercial on the TV, I'm gonna be like, stop wasting my time and let me get back to watching Boy Meets World or whatever I waste my time with.
Very specific examples. Boy Meets World and Dasani.
I'm just pulling out random stuff here, man.
Okay,
But yeah.
so I have a question. So you mentioned you're in business school, right? What is business ethics?
See, the ethics of business can be summarized in I love that movie.
That's a Billy Madison quote for those who aren't 90s kids listening in. So go watch that.
An academic decathlon that Billy gets challenged to. And the crazy, crazy Carl, gets asked a question about business ethics. And he goes crazy and pulls a gun out and holds the auditorium hostage before Billy's friend saves the day. That's why you apologize to people when you're rude to them.
That's actually true. To call back to what you said about the YouTube, I'll talk to many friends and we'll go work out. And then after, their inclination isn't to, you know, watch TV to go to bed. They're like, oh, I'm going to watch YouTube for a few hours and then go to sleep. That's like their go-to. They don't even hedge or play video games. It's straight to go watch some YouTube stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
So what YouTube videos have you made so far? Give us like a top three of your YouTube videos so far.
So yeah, I guess I didn't.
Just so people get a better idea of like what the page is right now.
Content, all
yeah,
the above.
Yeah.
When they look you up.
The idea is to, you know, do that stuff, inspire people. And so I started with something that really inspires me. And in my last video, I kind of actually went into this where we went out paddleboarding at Jordanelle Reservoir here in Utah. And that's kind of been my main focus right now is outdoor stuff, because here in Utah, that is the greatest resource we have. We are super close to the mountains, super close to lakes. And so if you go and watch that video, you kind of see, I talk about, there's these little moments when you're out, for me, paddleboarding, where I'm just on the water floating, standing, the sun shining down. I've got my waterproof speaker and I'm listening to music. And I just have a small moment where I think, you know, life is good. This is awesome. Like, I feel like the king, I'm on top of the world. And it's those little moments that help us feel like we have control of our lives, or that give us direction or motivate us to do different things. And so that's kind of why I've niched so hard into paddleboarding. I have like 5-6 different videos all about paddleboarding and reviewing the best spots in Utah. I've got a couple hiking videos that I do. And that's kind of the main idea right now, is to do hiking and paddleboarding stuff, outdoor stuff in Utah, because I'm here and it's inspiring and that's what I'm doing.
Soon to be some frisbee golfing too.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm wanting to break into different things to show people the different hobbies they can get into, and our friends have started to get into frisbee golf. So I want to take some people out and record that and teach the internet about frisbee golf and how it works. We've been doing it for 2 years. We're pretty professional. I still know nothing. I don't know anything, but it's fun.
So will you not do pickleball, or will you do pickleball?
I'm more of a badminton guy, dude. Like, pickleball is all the rage right now, but I'm a big badminton fan.
That's what I want to hear. That's the outdoor stuff I will do.
Dude, I was watching the Olympics last night. Love the Olympics. Love it. But there was the China versus Korea women's badminton duos. It was intense, and I'm inspired to play some badminton now.
It was just gnarly. You can't even look at where the birdie is going. I'm going to make a PG for our listeners. It's crazy. I thought I had skill, and their court looks even smaller, but we play on the same size when we play it.
Are you saying you'd make it PG so you don't call it a shuttlecock? Is that?
You perv. You wash. I'm going to wash out your mouth with soap after this.
It's what it's really called. I was like, what?
I don't know if that's PC, but you said it.
That's what it's called, isn't it, Chris?
That's exactly what it's called.
Yeah, I just want to make it a birdie. The name is a shuttlecock. It's a birdie.
Thank you. Okay. Birdie is for golf and for bird watching.
No, it's like also called a birdie. I played badminton for a couple more years than you.
Only because you were born sooner. I've been playing out of the womb, man.
But no pickleball. Sorry, I have an affinity for pickleball. I'll play it one day. But
Johnny loves the world Johnny wants to create is one of backyard badminton championships, because he wins every year, him and my brother. They're the reigning champs, so to say.
7 years running.
Can I continue my story a little bit?
Yeah,
is that cool?
Sorry.
I go to kind of so we talked about some business school stuff, and we talked about, you know, that YouTube channel where people are the Flying the Nest is going around showcasing all the different places that people can go visit. And kind of, they wanted that life for themselves. They wanted to go and travel and make a career out of that. And so with kind of that in mind, over the pandemic, going through all this business school stuff, thinking about different trends, I also, I've kind of embodied some of that myself. I really wanted to go to that festival in Belgium a few summers ago. So I saved up and made that happen with a buddy, and it was pretty identity forming. You guys know Master of Metal, right? So And so I wanted to keep doing things like that. That's why I, you know, tried to get tickets for that other festival. But with the pandemic, I couldn't do stuff. So I decided to take a trip to Oregon to pursue another dream that I've had for years, which is learning how to kiteboard. And so no one wanted to go with me. So I was like, all right, I'll go on a solo road trip by myself for a week and drove up to Oregon and learned how to kiteboard, or tried to learn, took a few lessons. I finally got up, but it's super difficult to learn, but it's sweet. Basically, you're attached to a massive kite and you're wakeboarding. You're wakeboarding off a kite instead of a boat.
Like a parachute almost.
Yeah, they're like 15 meter kites. They're 12 meter, like they're huge as a range.
But it's not like there's like it's not a traditional diamond shaped kite, right?
Yeah, it's not like a little thing at the park. They're massive.
But it's not even that shape is what I mean. Sorry, I'm just trying to get
Yeah, they
visual.
Kind of look like a big banana.
Okay.
It's like a, almost like the things people hang glide with?
Yeah.
They've got those huge parachute, like, I guess, like you said, a parachute looking ones. It's kind of like that, except it's not above you, it's in front of you.
Okay.
So, and you're strapped into it, you got a harness and stuff, there's safety measures, there's lots of stuff going to it, and it's pretty technical and semi-dangerous, and that's why I chose to go to a school to get to learn lessons so that I could learn properly. But one of my instructors, her name was Nadia. She's from Austria, but she's super awesome. And she, as we're driving out on the little jet ski to take us out to the slow spot, I was just talking to her. She said that she actually went to school and got a job in like a corporate office and lived the corporate life because that's what her parents wanted for her, and it just wasn't fulfilling. And so she decided to quit and basically now is an amateur kiteboarder and competes and teaches kiteboarding in the summers and does all kinds of different stuff. And it's not necessarily a rich life, but it's the life that she wanted to create for herself. The next day there was another teacher, I can't remember because he wasn't an attractive, you know, girl from Europe, but he was a super cool guy and he had a very similar story. So it was like 2 days in a row that I heard like this kind of story about like, oh, I got this job and then like, I didn't like it. And so I left and I've got to travel to cool places. But again, he's kind of this poor guy that travels, but it was really cool. And then like I listened to a ton of music, you guys know that. So like if you think about Halsey, I love listening to music interviews and like people that I like. And so she was just this girl that lived in New Jersey that had these songs and then kind of just blew up overnight on the internet because she kept pursuing this dream and is now one of the biggest pop stars in the world, whether you like her or not.
I love her.
That's inspiring. I think about people like I like sports. I'm gonna get hate for saying this, but I love Tom Brady because like he almost wasn't even drafted. He was supposed to do terrible in the NFL. And then he's like the greatest ever, in my opinion. You can argue that if you want, 7 rings. But
I don't think anyone can argue it. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to argue with it. He's my favorite.
I'm not here to get into that. And like, I'm not saying like, quit your job. Corporate life is stupid.
Even
like,
though it is.
Like, my brother kind of did the same thing. So there's a lot of examples of that. But I have like, we have another friend that, you know, financial stability and family was super important to him. So he grinded for like years in college, got a master's degree, went to go be a CPA, like did accounting stuff. And he's, you know, he honestly creating the life he wants to live. Like he wants the suburban life. He wants the family life and he's creating it. And like, I find that so inspiring, even though that's not necessarily what I want, but it's so cool that he's doing what he wants, you know? And like you guys making this podcast, you guys wanted to do this and you're out here making it. And so that's why I've loved your guys' recent stuff. Like Ofi is an awesome example. I was so like, I was on the edge of my seat that whole podcast, just listening to like, dude, this guy is sweet. Like he's making sacrifices, but he's creating the life that he wants to live. Right. And so I fell in love, went to that show. It was awesome. If he's listening, I'm still listening to you guys, waiting for you to get down on Amazon Music because I'm a, you know, I'm the redheaded stepchild that listens on Amazon instead of Spotify
or Apple.
And like Deeds is a super good example as well. Like she's kind of humble about it. She won't let you know, but homegirl makes moves in her life. She bought a house. She's making moves to try and get into the music industry. We have very similar interests. Like the way she lives her life, I find inspiring. I haven't really told her that, but
I would never say it to her face, but she's an incredible woman.
She definitely won't listen to this either. So
wait, why won't you say it to her face?
I don't know.
Office reference.
And so with all of that, I kind of like started, like I started to apply with the business school route. I started to apply to different internships and stuff, right? Like I know I want to work in social media and I want to learn how to do promotion so I can work in concert and festival promotions, work in music. I keep sending out resumes and you guys know how it is. It's like, unfortunately, we are not accepting and you just keep getting rejected, rejected, rejected. And so I thought, you know what? Why do I need someone like a company to hire me? Like, if I'm not getting an internship or job experience, let's create it. Let's create our own opportunity here. So I decided, let's create this vlog that I watch every day. Let's do something like that, because I really like that style of vlogging. I've always wanted to do something like that. Like, I've always been super interested in cameras and recording myself because I'm super vain. But I don't know, like, a lot of people are like, what's different about your life? And my life's nothing particular, dude. I just go to school and paddleboard on the weekends, but someone might find that interesting. And the worst case scenario, I've got cool memories to look back on later, but I'm learning video editing in Adobe. I'm learning how to use Instagram, learning how to use YouTube as not just like a consumer, but as like another thing, as a company or a business. Or so I'm learning marketable skills that I can put on my resume. And, you know, ideally, yeah, it'd be cool to be like an influencer, right? And be able to make money on YouTube. I don't think I ever will. I don't think I'll get up to that. But if I could just gain experience with this, or even make a passive income, if I could make $100 a month off putting videos on the internet, that would be awesome, right? And if one person is inspired, that is like, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to stop living passively and start taking control of my life, create the life that I want the world that I want to live in, then it's worth it. And so that was a lot of words, but that's why I created Chris Creates the World and why I share these motivational reels every Thursday on Instagram and stuff like that. But so that's kind of the idea and where that all kind of started and came from, if that makes sense.
No, I'm feeling inspired. I was just sitting here and all I could think was, yes, I will go back to school. Sorry.
The whole part was to not go to school. You did not take the Chris Creates World correctly there, Jay.
That's true. Yes, I will drop out of
school. There you go.
So you think about the Avengers, man. They see these problems in the world and they're like, I want a world that we can all live in. And then they go and they take it, right?
With no consequences.
As you were talking, Chris, all I could think was, what is he talking about? We're going back to Billy Madison right here. For those who haven't seen it, you got to go watch it. You got to watch it.
It's really cool, though. And I'm going to call you by your surname, little buddy. That's what I call you. Because you do inspire. Like, I love anyone who shares their passion. That's all me and Jay love about Nerdom. Share your passion. Your passion is for recently, because it's outdoor stuff, it's paddleboarding. And I think it's super cool. The videos are super cool. I recommend everyone who has never paddleboarded to try it and watch Chris's videos, because he explains where to go. That's a big thing for me. And I always have that issue of, where do I go? I don't know where to go. For me, there's a lake down the street from me. Do I go on there? So I appreciate that about you, little buddy.
So I was gonna crack a joke. So Chris went, and one of the lakes he went to is one that like miners like for 100 years have dumped a bunch of chemicals into. So like all the fish you can't eat. I've eaten some of the fish, but you're not supposed to. It's filled with algae. It's a disgusting lake. It's massive.
So much.
Yeah, no. Why I'm a superhero? It's gonna be because I ate that catfish out of Utah Lake. Narsty.
Or West, you have lymphoma.
Congratulations.
The Family Guy reference.
So I watched that video and I thought, you know, I had no interest. But then you had another one. So this is just showing a spectrum of Cauce Reservoir, Cause. And like there's cliff diving or cliff jumping there. And like the paddleboarding there is unreal. And I'd never even heard of the reservoir. And that was one where I was like green, like algae green with jealousy.
I see what you did there, connecting it back.
Yeah, what? Tell Cauce us a little Reservoir bit about Cauce. Awesome. Yeah. Tell us about it. And like, yeah. Sorry.
So go check out the video if you want the full spiel. It's awesome. But yeah, that is my number one spot to go swimming or paddleboarding, canoeing, kayaking, whatever in Utah. Because like we're all locals, and Jay had never heard about it. I had never heard about it until last summer. Like
I've heard about it.
Okay, Johnny, shut up.
Yeah, but Johnny's like an eternal.
No, you haven't. But so it's growing to popularity, but it's this awesome reservoir up kind of near Ogden. that there's no motorcraft allowed on, so it's not super choppy, so it's kind of easier for those smaller watercraft. And it's this big social destination, so you can kind of go and meet people, and there's like, it's, I wouldn't say crowded, but it's popular. Like, there's things going on, there's people, and you can jump off cliffs if the waters are high enough, and there's a rope swing if the water's high enough. But you can also get out towards the edges of the lake and kind of find some solace. But that is my number one spot so far. But yeah, go check it out. I've got a whole series of videos like that we've done this summer. If you want to get into paddleboarding, hit me up. Come paddle with me, dude. I've got three. I'll take whoever wants to go. Like, just follow me on Instagram, and I'll usually post when we're going that weekend, and just come on out. Jay's still waiting to take me up on it. He's like, I want to come, but
I don't need you to come back. I'll need you to take me back to Cassie.
Help me out. Cassie Reservoir.
Yeah. Cassie, yeah. You'll need to take me there. I'm not going to you with Utah Lake. I've been in that lake.
If you'll notice, that was the shortest video of all.
It's the sketchiest lake.
I'm just trying to make a review of all of the places in Utah. It is a place you can go. People are a little too scared of it, I think.
Even if it gives you a rash. I've been in it a couple of times. It's fine. It won't kill you, but it is gross.
You don't get a rash. You can. But
I
throw in the video how to avoid it, how to avoid the dangerous spots. But yeah, anyways, I'm just making a review of all the spots. But yeah. And so that's kind of what I've done. Hiking's also super big here. I did a ton of hiking and peaking mountain climbing last summer, but I haven't been able to do as much. I say climbing. I didn't mean climbing, just
hiking. Mountaineering.
Yeah. But we haven't been able to do as much because I've been super busy. I have an internship and a job and YouTube and the gym and school. Whereas last year we were just living the pandemic life. But yeah, hoping to do more. Winter's going to be challenging because I turn into Johnny in the winter. I turn into an indoor kitty. So maybe some snowshoeing. I did promise national parks in my channel intro, and we haven't gotten to any yet. Mm-hmm. We have a national parks annual pass with me and a friend, so we're gonna try and do that. But I also have some cool trips planned in the fall that are unrelated to paddleboarding. But like I said, I'm trying to just doing the vlog stuff, trying to show different parts of life to inspire people to do different things. Because if I just show paddleboarding, people might not get inspired about music or jobs or careers and stuff like that. So. Got some cool videos coming up is all I'll say. So
you need to shoot Beautiful. The tube again with us. That would have been a sick one if you'd had the channel at the time.
Which one?
Shoot the tube.
That's on the list. People want to do that. Like, it's pretty popular. I'm looking at doing that in August. If you guys want to go, if any of you want to go, follow Chris Creates the World.
We need to do Instagram. It at night and get 100 glow sticks and throw them all in the pond with us, and then in the evening, and then go down the thing with 100 glow sticks, and just make sure to have a net at the end so we're not polluting, right? Creating a second, you
crack them and let the stuff go. I've seen people do that before. The videos look pretty cool. But yeah, I'm just hoping there's enough water to go this summer, because we're in a really bad drought. So some of the reservoirs that we're paddleboarding on are getting low, but I think there's still enough water flow, hopefully, to do Shoot the Tube. For those of you that don't know, Shoot the Tube is basically, there's a river that flows down, and then it flows through this underground tunnel for a portion, and then comes out of the underground.
It's 500 feet, dude. It's not just a portion. It's a long tunnel, and it's probably 5 feet tall or taller.
So you let the water build up, you're in there on a tube, and then you lift the gate up, and then the water rushes in, and it shoots you down. It's like a big water slide.
You go fast. You're
talking as though you've never almost died shooting the tube about 2 years ago.
Johnny had a rough go. Johnny and my brother had a rough go. It's, they're a little hard to talk into going again. I've never seen anyone have a rough as go as you two did that day.
That you were in it as well. So you shoot it with, you have rubber duckies, you have inflatable stuff or air mattresses. I think that's what we were on, was an air mattress. And we were not proportionally correct. I feel like we all bunched
the weight distribution.
Yeah, it was not correct. And then the minute they opened the hatch, we just shot up, and I tried to steer us, and we flipped over. I ripped my shorts in half. It was not a good time. You're not gonna have a good time, okay?
No, you will. You will have a good time. It's super fun. You just gotta maybe be smarter than us.
Which is impossible, because I'm a genius. The first time I went, it was great. It was just the second trip. We're let's all three of us go, and we barely survived.
I thought it
but
was
fun. But it's fun to bucket list and then make sure you make your will. It'll be good.
Also, another part of what inspired Chris Creates the World is I went on this trip with some friends and found this new song. Well, it was new to me. It's been out for years, but it's called The Nights by Avicii. And the hook, the chorus of the song basically says, live a life you're going to remember. And so that like stuck with me and resonated throughout the year and kind of also helped, you know, create the world, live a life you're going to remember. You'll hear me say that in a lot of videos to create memories, because that's what life's all about, you know, and create the world you want, live a life you're going to remember. So that's another thing that motivated me. And so, Johnny, you created memories, even if they were scary ones for you. So I'm proud of you getting out.
Yeah, the one time I go out, I die. Figure it out, bud. No, it's a good time. I take it back because it was a funny story, and it just happened to the three of us. That's made it even funnier.
So have you made any friends online through this yet? Or while you're making a video, have you made any friends while you're making them?
It's half the fun of why me and Jay like to do this is because we like to meet humans. And we made a very, very close friend, Melissa, who were, as I always say, if that's all we made out of this podcast, it was worth it. We found a fellow nerd that we would never meet in the real world or in life. But this brought us to us and we became friends and we're excited for new friends. So have you in this channel made anybody new yet? I know it's about, what, 3 months? How long have you had this?
Started April. So
we've had it for a few months.
Yeah, still in its infancy. Yeah, which by the way, Melissa is a prime example of like someone that creates their own world. Like I follow her on Chris Creates the World and she's out there making her fitness gains and like doing all kinds of stuff. Super inspiring story. Awesome person. I loved when she was on. I loved her panel interview questions. She was the best part of that panel, right? You guys ruined it.
Agree with that. That's why we had her on.
But like I feel like I've gained more kind of prominence with certain people. So like people take it a little more seriously when I tag them in things. There's this fitness influencer that does a lot of recipes and stuff as well. She's from Denmark. Her name's Pernilla Stryker. And so like I did one of her workouts and tagged her and she like shared it. And so that was really cool. She's like responded to a few things. One of my favorite bands, Unleash the Archers.
Right there. Got their poster.
There you go. Me and Johnny saw them. It was dope.
Dope.
Okay, keep watching. If you want to see another video of them, if you want to meet them in a vlog. But yeah, so they recently started streaming on Twitch. And so I've kind of developed this relationship with the guitarist that streams. He like knows me by name. It's kind of funny, but he'll comment on some of my stuff. He's seen some of my videos more so. I don't think he's commented, but and so it's kind of funny like that. And then like I just one of my random paddleboarding posts that I had a friend or this girl in Russia like saw it and liked it. And so now we're kind of just pen pals, and she shows me some of her paddleboarding pictures from like Russia. Which, by the way, is like a way more diverse country than I thought. They have some crazy cool geography. So that's been kind of fun to learn about a different country. And so there's little things like that, you know. And then, like, you guys, I vote twice on your polls now. So my influence is growing.
That's way cool because it makes, like, for us, like, if in our personal accounts, we're like, oh, this feels awkward, but we do not care on our deadline nerd stuff to share things. And you do feel that sense of like, oh, it's more respectable than, you know, Johnny saying something than it's a deadline nerd saying it. So agree on that one.
But yeah, so just trying to branch out and, you know, make new friends wherever. And I've actually kind of rekindled some experiences or like friendships with people from like random people from high school started subscribing or like will comment on my videos or watch every week that I never expected. Like, I didn't know we were like super tight and they're like, hey dude, like I love watching your videos. And it's like, thanks for saying that. I know you're lying, but no, but still, it's like cool that, you know, someone goes out of their way. So.
Yeah, I get that. So Chris, tell us, you've talked about Unleash the Archers. What concerts are you going to do anything with concerts with the channel and what concerts do you have coming up? Give us like maybe five if you have them or two.
Five? Oh boy.
Or one.
I mean, we're coming out of a pandemic, so give us just, however many you can, I guess.
Things are starting to come back, right? So the hard part with YouTube and music is copyright laws. So I want to go and record these things, but we'll see if I can. And I mean, I'm not monetized yet, so it really doesn't matter. But I want them in the backlog. And so I am actually Unleash the Archers announced because I developed this relationship. They're like my favorite. I was like, all right, whenever they announce a tour, like I'm going. So they announced one and they aren't coming to Utah despite my best efforts to persuade them with my friend working at a gym and the fact that we have several golden corrals in the state. That was the thing on stream. They're like, dude, like we, whenever we tour, we try to find golden corrals because it's just the most bang for your buck. So, it's super funny. So I'm flying to Seattle with a friend and going to a meet and greet with them there. I feel like I'm going to try and like at least vlog a little bit just to like show people that you can meet your heroes, so to speak. And like, they can turn out to be super cool people. And like I'm traveling to Seattle. So like, we'll do a quick little like weekend in Seattle video. And so that's one concert wise. And I am actually going on a bigger trip in October that I will be missing a concert that I really want to go to. It's this French band called Gojira. They're pretty heavy. They play in B standard or B drop B, which is like super low. And their opener is this band from New Zealand called Alien Weaponry, who half their songs are in ancient Māori or Maori to the American tongue. So they're like super dope. And that's a cool one. And then one that you guys would be interested in is Neck Deep. That's coming in November. Looking to go to that one. And then we have some friends that are going to all kinds of Twilight Festival or Twilight. I forget the names of it, but like Johnny's St. Vincent is coming. That's a big one. We have a lot of friends that are going to some of the more pop centered things. I'm niched a little too hard into heavy metal right now, but like Hailstorm's going on tour pretty soon. And then next summer I am going to Germany for Wacken. We keep pushing our tickets back every year. So we're going to go next year. It's going to happen. So right now that's kind of the outlook with music. It's pretty iffy. People don't know if they're going to get out or not. So that's it. But I'm actually, hopefully, again, pandemic allowing, missing that Gojira concert because I'll be doing a fall break study abroad kind of thing in Dubai at the World Expo.
That'll be sick.
Yeah, saving up a lot of money for that. I get school credit, and the university handles a lot of costs. So, but I'm definitely saving up to do that. So another reason I haven't gone anywhere super cool this summer, and I'm focusing specifically on Utah.
Holding back for the good stuff. I get you. Johnny, you got a question for him?
I mean, we can move on to something very, very sick because we talked about concerts and music. But as we like to push, not in order, FanX, and we're going to want you there. So do you want to tantalize what you're going to be doing for us, hopefully, at FanX? And for if you don't mind spoiling it for us there, Chris, you're going to help us out at FanX, correct?
Right. Honda, open up the Bifrost. We need to get in there. I'm working on my Chris Hemsworth accent. It's not very good. But yeah, I have a Thor costume that I'm excited to wear again.
You're going to cosplay Thor for us.
So yeah, come out, take a picture. I'm not going to charge for it. I'm just at the Deadlight Nerds booth, but I could. These stunning good looks. No.
I'd pay. Pay with like a decal, so we're gonna be handing out decals.
Come get stickers, grab a photo, maybe a shirt if they're feeling generous.
Spin the wheel. Fun. We'll see how lucky people get. We're stoked to have you dress up and hang out with us. We don't know what day yet. We're gonna figure out all that fun stuff later. But Chris Creates the World is gonna create Thor's hammer for us.
Creating Asgard. I would let you hold the hammer, but
we're not worthy.
You're all not worthy. So.
I was hoping my hammer was right here. It's not. So I am not worthy. I think we will have an extra hammer to give away, too, as part of it.
I was going
to
say, we're going
to
give one away, right, Jay?
I think so.
Ooh, grand prize. You heard it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little tidbits we'll put in. And we're stoked to have friends like you who's willing to dress up and help promote us. Help promote yourself, too. I mean, I want you to talk to everyone and talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Network of nerds. FanX is fun. Like, I always thought like, oh, it's going to be kind of lame. And then like my friend had a free ticket like in 2019, the last year they had it. So I went and I was like, dude, this was like a sweet experience. Like I could walk around and look at dope Star Wars art.
There's mm-hmm. people in sweet costumes. There's a bunch of dice if you're into that. And like, it's worth going to for like a day, like at least. Like if you're really, like if you're a true nerd, if you're a Deadlight Knight, then you got to go all 3 days. But like, it's worth going to for a day, man.
Even
like,
if you're not a nerd, I tell people, just come see what the hype is about.
Right? Like, do you like movies?
Yeah, it is. Like, or not even that. Shows? Do you like costumes? Do you like Halloween? Like, there, it hits everything.
Yeah, man.
It's a very fun experience that we're glad that you're going to share with us. And like, so we didn't want to spoil too much, but that's a little spoiler.
Yeah, it's for sure. There's this saying that I can't remember exactly what it is, but like, you'll remember an experience more than you remember things. Or people that spend money on experiences are happier than people that spend money on things. And again, with Chris Creates the World, getting you to experience things and creating memories you're going to remember, just come to FanX, man. Let's take some pictures. Let's be friends.
No, that's beautiful. I mean, I love all my toys more than I love going to conventions. Psych! I loved it all.
If I'm not mistaken, though, Johnny, like, I remember, like, specifically, like, that after that convention, you started to collect, like, a lot more, or maybe you just started to let your nerd flag fly a bit more. Like,
no, I just had an income.
Okay, that was it. I just remember learning. I just feel like all of a sudden you turn into, like, this, like, super, you're like, oh, dude, like, I'm into
collecting. No, I just knew more about, I just talked sports with you people, and then you got not boring anymore and want to talk about other stuff that I knew.
Fair enough. Okay, I was mistaken.
But that is so true, though, is if you want to make your nerdum to an 11, go to a place where you can literally think of any nerd topic and someone next to you will have the same passion. That is something really cool.
Yeah, man, there's something said for that. Like, I read this, I was doing a research paper, and so I read this dissertation by someone, I can't remember her name or what the paper was about, or I mean titled, but it was about music festivals and how they become identity forming for people. And I would say like, that's kind of similar. Like, no matter what the big social gathering is, going to an event like that, where you, like you were saying, you can connect with people like you, you might not be able to find that everywhere in your life, but you go to these places and you can make friends or even just meet random people that like what you like, that have an opinion, that know the deep intricacies of the DC lore that you guys know that I don't. My point is, go to things more.
Get experience. No, that's true. And it's, even if you're waiting in line, because our convention's a little different than like the bigger ones, the FanX here. If you're waiting in line to take a picture with, you know, Boy Meets World cast, we'll bring it back to that. They're all going to be there.
Or Cobra Kai. If you're waiting
in line, like, it sounds boring. What?
Or Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai? No, we're Boy Meets World. We're in the 90s.
Okay. You guys all thought I was dumb talking about
Callback.
Boy Meets World earlier, but here it is, full circle.
Full circle. But yeah, like, you're waiting in line and it's, you know, you're going to be there for 4 hours. Guess what? Turn around, talk to someone about Doctor Who, and guess what? They'll have an awesome opinion that you can talk to for an hour.
That's so true.
Jay does never see.
Or take a picture with Thor, one of the two.
Honestly, if you don't take pictures with us, why go to FanX?
So here's a little quick sneak peek reveal, if you guys can see it. This is the new Bat logo from like the new Batman movie. We've custom made and started printing to give out little batarangs with the new Bat logo, as opposed to like this is the Justice League one.
Which is still cool.
Yeah, which is still cool, but it's just cool because it's for the video. If you're a believer in Robert Pattinson and Matt Reeves,
we're Batman, not talking about then, that just yet.
Or just a Batman fan.
Yeah, then you can get the updated version, which a lot of people won't have,
and which we'll probably get sued for. All 3 days, and you can win all of them.
Yeah, seriously.
We'll be there all three. We'll have a bunch available. 6 days. We're probably gonna live there.
Johnny, would you say Batman is your favorite superhero? I know this gets hard. You mix things.
I mean, he's not even a bloody superhero now, isn't it? Like, if we're going to go down deep, he ain't a superhero. Batman is cool. Bruce Wayne is annoying. But we can keep going for hours and hours and hours.
Johnny's favorite is Nightwing.
I love Nightwing.
Oh, I feel like I should have known that.
Batman is dope, though. Like, if I look at my my nerd wall, I have a shrine to, I can kind of move it a little bit, I have a shrine to Cap right there, but then if I can't lower it enough, but I have a whole shrine to DC, so I love anyone and John Wick. And I just looked at my desk and I saw John Wick, but I hate Captain Marvel. I'm just kidding. Captain Marvel is horrible. Figure it out. No, it's great. I mean, I know you're not a DC fan. I'll get you to an HBO pass there, little buddy, and then you'll watch what is it, Justice League, and you'll see where me and Jay fell in love with DC.
I do, like, I love Batman. I do really like Batman. Like, everyone knows The Dark Knight. And, like, I, even before that, I liked Batman. But you guys have kind of converted me to the Marvel train. I wasn't a big superhero guy until a few years ago. And Jay and some other friends, and, it, like, the lead up to Endgame, I kind of started to get more into superheroes. And, like, now I'm obviously super into Marvel. So, like, you guys have really converted me. I remember going to see the first Avenger with Jay, Captain America, the first Avenger. And I was like, I was about it. Cause I was like, oh, this is a cool war movie. And then it turned into Red Skull and space. And I was like, oh, this is dumb. This is lame. It's aliens saving, like saving the world again. But then like, I realized it's all an overarching story and there it's 22 movies of a consistent story. Like once I realized it was a universe, I was like, okay, that's cool. That's interesting. And I've gotten a lot more into it, and I love the character development. So you guys have converted me a lot more to nerddom, and I love Marvel now, even though I grew up kind of only really knowing Spider-Man and Batman, which I know are different realms, but...
It's all the same to us, man. I hate when people are like, do you bleed Marvel or DC? I'm like, I bleed fandom. I don't care what it is. They're all awesome.
Right.
Star Trek, I love them all, man. I don't really... If you pick a side, that's cool for you, but you're missing out on fun.
On the Unleash the Archer streams, the singer of their band, her name's Brittany. People always ask her like this or that, like this band or this book or that book. She's a big nerd. And she's always like, why choose? Like, just enjoy both.
Yeah,
and I think that's the best policy. That's what you got there, Johnny.
I have a D&D comic with Rick and Morty, and I have Star Wars lore right here. Yes, Jay, I can read. Sorry, that's a callback for other anger issues I'm having with Jay lately.
That'll come to the forefront once we have my book review or my book the podcast about my book I'm writing.
Just wait till I berate him for 3 hours straight. How I can't read it. No, back to why we have your awesomeness on here. I really, really do, and I was saving this for the cast. Love that you did this, little buddy. Like, I had no idea where you were going with this. All of a sudden, I see you buying GoPros. I'm like, why is he buying GoPro? My power to you, dude. Buy GoPros. And then I saw the video. I love your logo because it's all you. I'm blessed to have Jay and his wife, Liza, that do everything. I just show up and smile. So they handle all the hard stuff. I just promote it. But you do everything. So that's really cool that you're by yourself and you edit, you do it. You made your own logo. You don't have a team like I do that makes it happen. So I appreciate that. And I think it's really cool. So I tell everyone about it because people ask, what is it? I'm like, just watch it. That's what it is. Just watch it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And that was all part of it. I wanted to challenge myself and learn how to use Photoshop, even though it's stupidly hard to learn, and how to use Adobe Premiere, stuff like that. Because I can now put that on my resume and I can say I have experience in it. So it's all part of creating that. That's good to know. I appreciate the support, man. I'm always here for you guys and this thing. I just thought you wanted to ask me on to, you know, try and get backstory stuff for Luna, my D&D character.
That's going to happen too. So when my character seduces your character for the ninth time, will it work? We'll see. That was so much inside jokes that no one should be listening to this far.
Johnny's D&D character is always hitting on Chris's and it never works.
All my characters hit on everyone. Jay.
True. But my newest character is a, I guess it's been revealed at this point, but is a sorceress. She's a female sorceress that's inspired after Christina Scabbia of Lacuna Coil, an Italian band. But it's kind of funny. I don't know why I felt the need to share that, but that's why Johnny hits on me is because I'm a girl.
It's cool, man.
You know, you're there.
True.
And edit out.
And I'm not Jay. Yeah.
It always makes me, whenever you talk about like flirting in D&D, it always makes, we don't actually, well, okay, never mind. But it always makes me think of Troy and Abed.
I know where you're going on Community.
Yeah, when they flirt in the D&D episode, like Jeff's trying to do it and Jeff's like, I'm not doing this.
Abed, you see what's going on here, right?
Who's Abed?
So not only do we have, we'll go more into FanX. I was going to go into it some more, but I don't want to bore anyone. Again, it's Chris Creates the World. That's everything, right? They can find you on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, I'm assuming. I don't know.
I don't have a Twitter.
Yet.
It's YouTube and Instagram right now. I might expand more if there's a need for it, but it's pretty small right now, and I am doing horrendous at Instagram. I don't know if you guys know this, but Instagram has officially changed their stance from being a photo sharing app to a video sharing app, which is kind of a big deal for the algorithm.
I did not know that.
I did not know that as well.
So that's something I'm working for. And like to grow on Instagram, you need to be posting like every day and get content out. And that's, so that's the goal at some point, is to get to that level. Right now I'm just trying really hard to hit the YouTube and kind of using Instagram as a promotional thing, but eventually I am trying to grow the Instagram with that as well. Twitter I am less familiar with, but if it gets to a point where that becomes a useful thing that people would find value in, then I would do it. So come give me a reason to make Twitter. Teach me Twitter, guys.
We cannot help you with that at all.
No, we have one, but we don't use it.
Speaking to your audience here, to your, the audience.
As I was talking to us, you're looking at us.
If you want to, you know, if you want me to get on Twitter, come follow me, give me the, tell me to make one, teach me how to use it, and I'll, you can help me grow. You can help me expand my horizons.
We're actually not too bad at TikTok. We can help you with that. I was looking at our TikTok. So I guess our Instagram videos aren't well, but our TikToks do well. Figure that out.
That's a good spot to be. TikTok's blowing up right now. If you want my marketing opinion.
Really cool. Cause we don't know what we're doing, but somehow it does really well sometimes, but we just want people to follow us, to follow you, because me and Jay will go to your next outing. I won't go. Jay probably might. I'll go to the fifth one. Do one five times below. I'll figure it out.
And you'll play some badminton.
There's still, I mean, if it's backyard glory, I'm all for that.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm actually for paddleboarding. We had a mutual friend. She almost convinced me to go. Just if people have fun, who am I not to have fun with friends? I'm an indoor kitty. That's who doesn't have fun with friends. But I appreciate this. I appreciate all that. Can't wait to see more of your stuff. Do we have anything released in the next 2 weeks to look forward to?
Yeah, I try to release a video every night, I try to release a video every Monday night. So I spend most of the weekend trying to get it all edited. Saturdays, I like to go out and capture things because that's the only time I have time to go out. And so Monday nights, around 7:30 is when I usually get it out. So check that out. I've got one in the pipe right now. I like to have two or three videos in. So I need to go do some recording. So hit me up on Instagram and let me know what your favorite hobby is, if you want to teach it to me, or what you want to see someone go and learn about. So it's at Chris Creates the World on Instagram, or just Chris Creates the World on YouTube. Look, trying to get that
URL
on YouTube, but not quite there yet.
You'll get there. It took us many years, but you'll get there. We'll share everything too on our stuff on our end, so no worries on that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's it. No, I was just gonna say, go give Chris a follow. Let him know, and let us know in our comments what you want to see him do. Me personally, I want to see a backflip next time he jumps off a cliff. So that's my recommendation, Chris. Learn how to do a backflip.
I have never done a backflip in my life.
So there you go.
Oof, that's scary. Actually, I was at the trampoline house once in Australia, like the trampoline places. And I had some people that tried to flip me, tried to like help me, like push my feet. And I like almost landed on my neck really funny. So after that, I was like, maybe I won't try doing more backflips.
Okay, maybe a 360 then. How's that?
Gainer, hardcore parkour, gainer.
But I'll see what I can do. Maybe I might be able to be talked into trying something. But anyways, thanks for all the promotion, guys. I super appreciate it. I always love coming on. I'd come on all the time. You guys, I like think about this sometimes. I'm like, next time I'm on Deadline Nerds, I want to talk about this. Like randomly throughout the month, I'll get these thoughts like this. Especially when like Deeds comes on or Ophi comes on, I get all these thoughts and I'm like, yes, I like that. Anyways, thanks for having me. Go create the world.
All right, Knights. We will see you on the flippity flop.
Flippity flip.